Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to Saturate. We're so glad you're with us. No matter what time you're hearing this, it may be in the afternoon, it may be early in the morning. But, you know, if you get a chance, please let somebody know. Share with somebody so that, you know, think about it. When this is over and you give them a call and say, what'd you think? Boy, he murdered that English language today, didn't he? Wow. Hey, we're just glad you're listening, okay? Hey, won't you open your Bible today? Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, 14. Let me read that to you. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Folks, that's good news. I've looked up that word all in the Greek, and you know what it means? It means all. It means all. The good news is your sins, all of them, have been forgiven, past, present, and future. Let's talk about it right after this song right here.
Child sitting on mama's knee, while she would rock, she'd read to me from the old black book that stayed by her bed. And the words she would read would fill my head of people and things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places, names I don't know. As she would read, I started to find these people had lives just a little like mine. I found that these people were just like me, with troubles and fears only God could see. And if given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, Mama would say. Have gone by and I'm grown now, you see, and I live in a house with my own family. I read to my child sitting on my knee from the same black book my mom gave to me. I tell her of things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places and names she don't know. But I wasn't surprised when I put her to bed. She looked at me and I turned and she said, I found out people are just like me, troubles and fears only God could see. And if given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, my daughter would say. Have gone by and my life is gone, I pray this tradition will carry on, reading God's word so our children will know. The love of a father just grows and grows, and find out people are just like me, troubles and fears only God could see. And if given to him, he can take all your sin and wipe your tears way. He's Jesus, try him today. Oh, Jesus, try him today.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you. Okay, folks, thanks for going to SaturateNow.com, and we appreciate all the letters we've been getting from people. Hey, look at here. Let's go. We just read Colossians 2, 13, 14. Let's read Ephesians 1, 7. Ephesians 1, let's back up to 6. Says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7 says, in whom we have, those two words, we have, redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Those two words, we have, is a present tense verb in the Greek, meaning we have today. And if you read this tomorrow, it'll mean the same thing. It'll mean we have tomorrow. So you have forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ by his grace. Let's go on and read another scripture. Turn over to 1 John. Chapter 2, verse 12. 1 John 2, 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And there's so much more to read, but are forgiven. Are forgiven is a perfect tense with dative action that goes from, it talks about an action that was performed in the past, but continues to the present and will continue to the future because the present will be the present tomorrow, if that makes sense. Folks, I'm just going to tell you right now. Jesus Christ came to forgive sin. He came to destroy the works of Satan, and that he's done. You know, you got to think about it this way. You know, Adam and Eve, that Adam was referred to as the first Adam. Jesus is always referred to as the second Adam. Now listen, folks, let's talk about this. Adam and Eve, of course, in the Garden of Eden were perfect. They were righteous and holy and blameless and all that until Adam fell. Oh, but it was Eve. Yeah, but the Bible says Adam was right there, and Adam's the one that was held responsible. You know, he should have took his ground and run that snake off, and he should have told Eve, no, God said, we don't eat from this tree. Which brings up another erroneous idea that even Eve said when the serpent was talking to her. She said, oh, we're not even supposed to touch it. God never told them not to touch it. In fact, I'm one of the firm believers that they were given that tree to tend, just like they were everything else in that garden. They were supposed to even collect the fruit, very possibly. They just were not supposed to eat it. That was the thing. Don't eat it. It was a good tree. You know, people get this idea that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was an evil tree. No, it doesn't say that. It says it was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And boy, that's a whole nother sermon there. So let's just leave that one on till a later date. The Bible says that sin entered into the world through Adam. So sin was already a fact or a truth in eternity past, of which we don't have a great record of beyond Adam and Eve in the garden. And I'm a believer that things were taking place here on the earth before them, but that's another one for later. But sin entered through him. So this is the point. When sin entered through Adam, from that point, every person born after the lineage of Adam, which is everybody, was born into this world a sinner. They came into this world a sinner just for the mere fact that they were born underneath and behind or beyond Adam and Eve. So we read the scripture that says, by one man's disobedience, many, and when it says many, it means all, were made unrighteous. So by one man's obedience, people were made right. And it says made right. So here's the point, folks. If you were made unrighteous and you were a sinner because Adam sinned, it was permanent. There was not anything you think about it. When you were born an innocent little fat baby. You might not have been fat like me, but you were innocent. But you were born into sin, and you had not done a single thing wrong. Isn't that correct? You were born under sin and into sin because you were born in the lineage of Adam. And there wasn't anything you could do, there wasn't anything you did that made you a sinner except being born after the first Adam. In the same right, when you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're now born after the second Adam. You have now died with him, you've been buried with him, and you've been raised again with him from the dead. And you are now been made righteous. He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we could be made the righteousness of God. Didn't say you earned it. We've already talked about that. It's a free gift, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You can't purchase it. You can't work for it. There's not a meritorious act you can do to receive salvation. You simply receive it by believing, John 3, 16. Isn't that right? So here's what I don't understand about people that talk about, oh, well, you can lose your salvation, you know, as if the book of life has a bunch of whiteout in it or some eraser marks. I've said that before. No. If you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, honey, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And just as you could do nothing that would have made you the sinner, you received it as an inheritance from the first Adam. So when you gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ, you inherited being made righteous. And it wasn't anything you did to earn it. You couldn't earn it. You didn't earn it. It was given to you as a gift and you accepted it and it became who you are. You are the righteousness of Christ in him and you can't lose that. That's not going to go away because you made a mistake. Oh, honey, you're going to make mistakes. Didn't we go over this one before? A righteous man falls seven times. The only way a righteous man can fall seven times is he has to get up just as righteous as he was when he fell. Folks, God loves you so much. This is a permanent thing. And here's what I got to tell you. If you didn't get anything else, I want you to get this, okay? If it's possible for you to lose your salvation after you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, then what you're telling me is that act that the first Adam did that made you the sinner is more powerful than the act that the second Adam, my Jesus Christ, did that made you righteous. And that's not going to happen. You're not going to tell me that Adam and the Adam and Eve Adam is more powerful than Adam, my Jesus Christ. Oh, folks, listen, if you need him, call on him right now. Say, Father, I need Jesus. Let him come into my heart, change me today, and make me the man or the woman that I need to be today. And I give you glory and praise for coming in and save me. If you said that, folks, let me tell you something. You're a Christian. And that is your eternal destiny starting today. If you'll keep listening, we're going to talk about things that'll help you grow and be the man or woman that you want to be. Yeah, can't you hear the naysayers right now? Well, you talk about grace, you talk about all this, you're going to give people a license to sin. Oh, my goodness. How ridiculous. The Bible says, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Trust me, folks, if somebody out there just loves the world, wants to continue in sin, wants to continue doing things, they're not living under grace anyway. The love of the Father is not perfected in them. And that's why we want to preach the love of God. The Bible says God is love. The Bible never says God is wrath. Yes, he has wrath against unbelievers. But God's personality, he is not wrath. He is love. And when you get that love in you, when it opens your eyes, when the Holy Spirit comes in and finally reveals to you and reproves, as his job says, that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. And when you get a Savior, you're going to realize it because you see what he did for you because he did it out of love. And when you find out that love and it gets inside of you, you're not going to want to run out and go be a sinner. You're not going to run out and want to do stupid things in the world. No. Man, when you get the love of the Father down inside of you and it just starts boiling and boiling around inside of you, it'll put a distaste of sin inside of you so bad. And then there's going to be times when you do fall and you're going to hate it. But there's the love of the Father inside of you every single time to pick you right back up and put you on track. God bless you so much. We're grateful that you came to Saturate today. Thanks for calling your friends. Thank you for calling this station and telling them that you like Saturate. We love you so much. We ask you to just please join us again next time for this broadcast at the same time and the same place. Bye-bye.